Well, I hope you're having a better day today than yesterday. Because no matter which side of this discussion you're on, of what they should have done, the reality is everyone's disappointed with how they played. I mean, that was not a good performance. And obviously, you know, leaving the two seed by the wayside is aggravating. There's no question. Let's get to the Guided Door and Window window to the weekend. You can take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the month of January. As we just kind of crank up this month, so you got a long way to go here. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, a couple things to cover from the weekend that's in addition to the Eagles. Let's start with the last thing that happened in sports, which was last night. If you missed it, one of the great fourth quarters the NFL's had in a long time. Pittsburgh beat Baltimore. And
that was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
That was an unbelievable game, yeah.
It was.
Our guy Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome.
But the last 10 minutes were like football on steroids.
The Steelers love Kenny Gainwell, by the
way. He's good.
They Aaron Rodgers loves
Kenny
him.
Gainwell. Yeah, right. And he's playing outstanding.
So, I mean, it was classic in that you have Aaron Rodgers maybe in his last game. Now, it turns out it's not. Versus Lamar Jackson, probably middle of his career. And so you got two guys with
maybe the last Harbaugh-Lamar game,
yeah.
Possibly.
Well, you also had the reality that both Harbaugh and Tomlin's jobs are kind of dangling. And you've wondered, you know, is the losing coach going to leave, or both coaches going to leave, or neither coach going to leave? And it was just a drama-filled fourth quarter. I mean, it was back and forth and ended up having two different kickers be goats. But one of them survives, and the other one, because Baltimore missed a field goal at the end of the game. And by the way, Harbaugh messed up. Should have given the ball, and it's not like the main reason, but should have given the ball to Derrick Henry, tried a couple yards, call one more timeout.
Theme of their season, you know?
Yeah, could have done it and didn't. So Pittsburgh advances. So let's get to you as we do the window to the weekend. Now, as it was announced last night, the lineup, the matchups for the playoffs, and we'll give them to you in order. And so here's how it all shakes out. Saturday is the 4-5 game in the NFC. So Saturday at 4:30 is the Rams at the Panthers. Obviously, the Rams are a much better team, but the Panthers, the home team.
Panthers did beat them, right, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Saturday night, this will be a fun game to watch, knowing that the Eagles don't play till Sunday, because the Eagles could play the winner of this game if the Bears win it. So Saturday night is Packers at Bears.
It also means whoever the Eagles play, they'll be at a rest disadvantage, whatever it is.
That's right. Yeah. One day.
Bears or Rams, yeah.
That's right.
Or Panthers.
All right, so then you get to Sunday, because, of course, it's the two-game on a Saturday, three on a Sunday, one on a Monday format, which we've had for about 5 years now. Sunday, the early game at 1 is Bills-Jags. Be interesting to see if Jags are legit. I mean, I know they keep winning. I find a lot of these teams probably fraudulent, but maybe they're legit. I don't know. We'll see. Then at 4:30, 49ers at the Eagles.
Primetime spot. Like that's NFL's telling you the Eagles Niners is the game of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And then Sunday night is Chargers at Patriots. And again, an opportunity to find out the legitimacy of some of these teams. Like the Patriots, are they really that good? I don't know.
Yeah, Drake May in a playoff game.
I gotta see him play more, but it will be fun to say. And then Monday night, and thankfully the Eagles aren't this game. Is the Texans, now we know, at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That Monday night game is so brutal for the playoffs.
It's tough.
It's awful.
It is awful. It is awful. No,
that's
it's not.
Why it's the Texans and Steelers, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's the first time, I think, maybe ever, that the AFC South survives not being the first game on the Saturday.
It's the first time the Texans aren't 4:30 on Saturday. They've made the playoffs like 8 or 9 times. This is the ever. This is the first time they're not playing at 4:30. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. So all of this on the table. And again, as Rhea had in the update, Eagles started a 3-point favorite, now a 3.5-point favorite, which tells me the smart bettors know that it's better to have rest than not.
Was that a shot at John?
Yeah. Well done.
You'll see.
Now, listen, I mean, it could go either way, and there is... Look, guys, there's arguments both ways here. John might be right. I think he's wrong, but I'll acknowledge that it's possible being the 2 seed not rested is better than being the 3 seed rested. But I know this. John can't prove that I'm wrong, and I can't prove that he's wrong. But you take a stab at it, and Sirianni took a stab on it. And really, I think a lot of it was Sirianni trusted two different groups. And... first part of it didn't work out. He trusted the backups to hopefully beat the Washington starters, and they didn't.
Coaching didn't help them.
Coaching didn't help, but I will say they've got deficiencies. And I guess it's not a shock when you consider how expensive their starters are. But, I mean, clearly their backup O-line is not very good. Their backup D-backs are not very good. I mean, that, and I don't think the backup wide receiver is very good either. So there's that. And then, of course, McKee, who I don't think is bad, played bad. So that is clear. The other thing is he's really the heart of the matter is Nick Sirianni's trusting his starters. He's saying, starters, I need you for four games. We got to win four games in January and February that really, really, really matter. And I think that's the heart of the matter with Sirianni's decision.
There is one other thing that I think doesn't get mentioned. If it's like, oh, they blew it. We don't know that if the starters played, if someone would have gotten hurt.
No,
like,
we
that
don't
is
know
something that we'll never know.
Right.
Like, they could have played the starters and gotten the 2 seed, but anyone could have gotten hurt in that game,
so,
and we could look back
sick
and be like, well, they shouldn't have played the starters.
Fear
You're saying that's something
injury
we'll never know.
This is so it's disgusting to me that they've decided to make this. Hey, look at how healthy we are. That's why we won.
That's part of
why you win in football is you go out there and you beat the guy across from you, and you're tougher than him, and you're meaner than
him. That's part of it, too.
You're stronger than him.
Didn't work for the Lions last year, man. Like, last year, the Lions had too many injuries and they lost.
The Lions just beat a team to give us a chance to win that 2 seed, and we didn't even try.
Well, they tried, but they didn't try with their starters.
We didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
The starters didn't try because they weren't allowed to. That, again, fear of injury and cowardice and weak-mindedness does not win. Going out there and whooping someone's ass is what wins.
Well,
that's what the Lions did. And I know you're going to say, oh, but they're banged up. That's why they missed the playoffs.
I'll put it this way.
They win. They believe in that coach. They play tough football. Yeah. They run the football. I believe in that philosophy.
Fair enough.
I disagree with the philosophy that you underestimate your opponents, a division rival for that matter, and then you just throw caution to the wind and say, hey, whatever path we get, that's the right path because we're that good. They're not that good. Not this year.
No, I agree with that, but here's the one thing I'll say. I'll bring it back, and two players to me were...
Matchups matter.
No, I get that, but so do these two players in particular. Having 14 days instead of 7 days. Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens. Because I know this.
So give them 2 days.
They could.
Give them the game
off. Could have.
Give those two players the game off.
They could have. All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction to all of it. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Wow, what a just so many like variables. Yeah. I mean, variables going into it in defense of resting the starters. I mean, we were in a pretty high floor kind of situation. It wasn't like, you know, in the West Coast where if you lost that that 1 seed game, you're the 5th seed.
Yep.
Like, so there's that.
And by the way, there's no guarantee the Bears win. Because remember this, the Packers had a bye. Because the Packers didn't play their players. So now you have the Packers with rest against the Bears who didn't have rest. Just remember that also.
Rest can turn into rust as
In baseball, but not really as much in football.
Oh, come on.
Go ahead, Ed.
And we're also, I mean, it changes the tone of the conversation if the, the Lions blew a 16-0 fourth quarter lead to even kind of have this, like, because, you know, we're all tracking the scoreboard in the upper left-hand side of the screen, and we're thinking, like, well, if they end up winning this thing, we have, like, 4 and change minutes left, like, the thought process that was going into our heads as fans was just such a crazy thing. So,
well, I'll say this, Ed, to throw starters in there, and John is clearly the person that could speak best to this, but you'd really have to get guys to warm up. I mean, the last thing you want is A.J. Brown or whomever was activated.
You can't do it that way. You can start the players. You can start the starters and pull them. You can't let them sit the whole first half, the whole third quarter, and say, hey, get in there
now. How many minutes would they need? I mean, literal minutes.
You just can't.
If you told them in halftime, start warming
they're
up.
They're not ready. No,
okay.
I mean, they were not prepared. Mentally, physically, none of that stuff. You are risking so many injuries if you try to do
that. Yeah, no, I didn't want them to do that. I was curious if you agree.
It's just a non-starter.
Okay.
You cannot do that.
Yep.
I mean, the exception is if, like at the safety position, Reed Blankenship.
Yeah, Reed would have had to have gone in.
Might have had to go in.
That's
an awful scenario,
right.
But it is an injury scenario. That's the only situation where you'd actually put a starter in there after sitting a whole half.
Yeah, and I know this was kind of impossible because of the whole rotation aspect, but I'm sure Mauro Ojomo and Jordan Davis would have liked some rest, but you know, they didn't get it. So it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of really is a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of situation. I do know this. Matt Pryor cannot be in a offensive tackle or pass protection. He almost got another quarterback killed, you know, in the first quarter. So just it seems like everything that could have gone wrong in that game went wrong. And it was still right there in the fourth quarter for us to win. Kind of frustrating. But
yeah, but I will say this, Ed. That's not exactly an achievement when you consider the quarterback that played against the Eagles in 30 million years in the NFL only had won one game as a starter.
11 starts, too.
I mean,
yeah.
that's
only started 11 games.
The guy had one win. I mean, we've seen him. We saw him a couple weeks ago. We saw him in the NFC Championship game 3 years ago. That guy stinks.
39, running all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, he stinks.
Gilly Ringo still hasn't spotted
him. It's unbelievable. Clearly, the decision to play Devontae is one that I think
inconsistent.
Is
it's very inconsistent. You can't tell me. And I was okay with them resting him. When I saw him lining up out there, I went, the guy's 20 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, it's not right.
I mean,
it's not right.
And here's what annoyed me about Sirianni. He said post-game.
Well, I'm going to get to that audio, but go ahead.
But he was followed up. Somebody followed up and said, well, the last ball that he caught was a jump ball between two guys.
Right.
He nearly got sandwiched.
I know.
If you notice, Nick never answered the question.
Yeah, he kind of just trailed off.
Yeah.
I know. All right, let's listen to part of that exchange. Sirianni on the decision to play Devontae. We don't have the whole gamut of all that was asked there, but the basic decision to play Devontae, here's what he said.
How did you go about balancing the emphasis on health versus playing Devontae so that he could get the 1,000 yards?
Yeah, you know, we were safe with him as far as what kind of routes we were running and what he was doing. And so, you know, that was something that we decided to do.
I don't like it. I just don't like it.
You think that players can't spot these inconsistencies? I'm sure that there are a lot of guys who are like, hey, it's cool that coach let him get that 1,000 yards and whatever the bonus was, you know, that's bottom line. Whatever his contract bonus was, he achieved it. I think that's why he played.
It may be more of the number itself.
Perhaps.
You know, maybe.
Perhaps, but I think there are guys who are cool with that for that reason, because he got paid, because he got that not likely to be earned incentive, but the inconsistencies.
I agree.
Players spot that. I mean, it's that sticks in your craw. You remember that inconsistency more than you remember the situation or anything, and it's just in the back of your head. Like, I don't know. I don't know about this guy. I don't know what to expect.
Well, now. John, I'm sure Saquon's buddies were texting him, being like, "Dude,
if I would have had Saquon's number, I'd have texted him."
Saquon's thing last year was 1,000 times. Grander
all time
than what Devontae achieved.
Now you have to play the starting line.
That's fair.
It's a slightly different situation, but I agree. Definitely much bigger stakes, obviously.
Much bigger,
especially for the fans. I'm happy for Devontae, but none of us really care if he gets 1,000 yards.
Like,
the Saquon
less.
Thing mattered to everybody.
Yeah, totally.
Right, let's and go. The fact that he got half the yardage this year feels like that is so unattainable. At this point,
last year
when it was all said and done, I was like, man, we look so stout, so good, so consistent. Maybe he can do this again.
I thought so too,
but forget about that.
I get it. All right, Eagles Shirley, good morning.
Good morning, family, and Happy New Year, 2026.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Shirley. This is going to be the year the Eagles and Phillies both win, but you know.
Maybe the Phillies.
And Joel's going to play seven playoff games.
Bryce is mad.
I guess that gets him halfway through the second round. What?
After the Eagles game, listen, fellas. Listen. I'm talking not to y'all right now. I'm talking to whoever's listening to WIP Sports Radio. Awesome. Right now and across the world. The Eagles are in the playoffs, okay? We are in the playoffs. I know we was in there last week, but today we can really rejoice that we are in the playoffs. And we are
I'll get to that like Thursday or Friday. I'm not in rejoicing mode right now.
Wait a minute. As a fan, this is what I want to. I'm excited. I know we can talk about so much, and I'm going to let y'all do the negativity stuff.
No, Shirley, I agree. No, hold on. Let me just say this. I agree with you that I'm excited too, but I don't feel.
There was a missed opportunity yesterday.
And it's not just that, the disappointment of how the backups played.
Yeah.
Like, the McKee thing was not good.
Oh, if any of their secondary gets hurt, we're in a boatload of trouble.
Yes, and the offensive linemen. Like, yeah, they got a bunch of issues there. But anyway, Shirley, go ahead.
Dory Jackson matters. Who knew?
Yes, he does.
People was reaching out to me, asking me, what happened? What happened? What's going on? So I wanted to let folks know, hey, our team is in the playoffs. There are 16 other teams that's going to be home watching other teams that's playing that's in the playoffs. So I wanted to make sure that people got that cross. I wanted to make sure that that point did not get lost, that we are –
Yeah, Shirley, people know that, but I'm going to say this for the people on the other side of where I'm at. All right, Shirley, I got you. Appreciate the call. Here's the other side of where I'm at.
Super Bowl last year.
Well, here's the other side of where I'm at that I got to lay out. If Shirley's going to go big perspective on Eagles franchise, I'll go the other way this way, though. A lot of people are saying, yeah, but I've only seen my team ever win a championship twice, and I think we hurt our chances by not being the 2 seed instead of the 3 seed. And listen,
we did.
It could be true. It might be wrong. Might be true. Might be false. I mean, there's no way to prove it.
I do, though, get the point of, like, big picture-wise. I mean, if you look at, like, the teams that won the most games last year, the Lions won 15, they didn't make the playoffs. The Chiefs won 15, they didn't make the playoffs. Minnesota won 14, they didn't make the playoffs. Washington won 12, they didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. It's basically only the Bills and the Eagles of the teams that won 12 or more games last year who did it again this year. Like, so I'm just saying, in a big picture sense, like, it like the Eagles making the playoffs being the 3 seed is an accomplishment. I know it doesn't feel like it this morning.
They've made a lot of
right. They did not have a disastrous season.
Not at all.
They've made a lot of great decisions along the way. A lot of right decisions. Yesterday was not one of them, and it was the decision that will cost them a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Maybe.
That's why it's so miserable.
Can you at least give me a maybe on that, though?
Maybe they won't win the Super Bowl?
No, maybe it'll cost them a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Maybe on Wednesday, John will give you that.
Maybe. Sure, maybe. I mean, anything can happen. But matchups matter. We had a chance to play Michaelis Packers and at home. And now,
it's a big deal.
Now we are playing the team that was playing for the 1 seed in the NFL in our conference on Saturday, a team that got embarrassed on Saturday, a prideful team that offensively was held to 3 points. I guarantee Kyle Shanahan is burning to just go out there and let it all fly. They are getting healthy at the right time. I understand they are beat up too. Not as beat up as we want them to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, it looks like Trent Williams is going to play. Is Fred Warner going to play?
No, he's out.
But Ricky Pearsall is going to come back. Trent Williams is going to come back. The path that would have given us a chance to win a Super Bowl has been erased by us.
Well, this path can still win them a Super Bowl.
It's a long shot.
Okay. Let's talk to Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Hi, Dan.
Happy New Year to you, pal.
You too, guys. We won't know, right? I mean, I think we would have been damned if we do and damned if we don't, right? If we played the starters and somebody got hurt, everybody would have been pissed off and that would have been the wrong
decision. Well, Dan, it's not just if someone got hurt. It's just all those guys playing the 60-minute football game. I mean, and then do they look worse on Sunday upcoming because they all just played? Like, for instance, I'm curious to know how the Packers
look. They play football. That's their job. Yeah, that's what these guys do.
Well, you know what, John?
At this stage, they're all numb anyway. It's
going to be their job on Sunday to play whoever we're playing and beat them, regardless if it's a worse team or a better team. You just said we line up, and that's what we have to do. Regardless of who's there, who we have to play, that's what the Eagles have to do. They have to win. Could the road kind of been easier? You would think with the Packers, but, you know, it is what it is at this point. We can't keep crying about it. I think we figured out some things yesterday, right? Tanner McKee doesn't look all that great. Granted, he's playing with lesser players.
Yeah.
And James Seltzer is better at jumping through tables than Ringo is covering, receivers.
That's a stretch, man.
I don't know how that dude is even on a team. And
you got to give him quote. Hold on, Dan.
There were so many expectations for him, and it was awful yesterday.
Dan, Dan. Let me just say this, because we're all annoyed with Kelee Ringo, the defensive back, but Kelee Ringo, the special teamer, is on the team the same reason Britton Covey, the special teamer, is on the team, because of special teams. I mean, Kelee Ringo is a really good gunner.
He's the fastest guy on the team, and he's pretty big.
And we know what Michael Vick would look like covering people out there. That's who, like, I'm looking at number seven. I'm like, it's got to be Michael Vick out there playing cornerback because there's no professional cornerback out there looking like that. I don't know. I was more shocked at how bad our backups were than I was at the potential of playing the Packers.
I agree with that.
Cover anybody without picking up a penalty.
It was really bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure the Niners are much better than the Packers. Like, I think those teams are pretty similar. Honestly, Jordan Love scares me as much as Purdy does. Like, they're a cold weather team at least. Like, I don't know.
I agree.
To rationalize.
And Purdy got banged up.
No, I said it prior to the game on my pod. But either way.
But yeah, I just think we have to line up and play who we're going to play. So I'd rather be fresh bodies playing who we're going to play than.
All right, so Dan, let's switch topics for 1 second, because I was going to do this with you not on the phone, but now that you've brought it up.
I've already talked to Dan on Saturday about it.
Dan, so. I don't care about what happened on Saturday when no one was listening. Let's talk about right now.
Come on, there are many people listen to Go Birds Radio on Saturday, all right? Come on.
Is this James' little podcast thing? Is that what this is?
It's on WIP, big dog.
All right, Dan, what is your reaction to Seltzer's preposterous attempt to jump through a table?
He literally stopped. Like, he didn't commit to the jump. He literally stopped, like, through midair. Like, his body stopped and decided not to go at the table. I don't
know why, Dan, because his heart wasn't into it.
Very clearly, I didn't. I had so many mistakes here.
But, James, you were fearful, right?
Yeah, I didn't want to do it. Yeah. I went into it. All right,
Dan, good call, buddy.
Love you, buddy. Well done. So here, many mistakes were made by me going into this. First and foremost, number one, going in saying 0% chance I jump into a table. Like I said that on my pod. Elliot's like, do it. I'm like, no chance. So I went in really with my mindset of I'm not doing this. So didn't think about it, didn't whatever. Get there, people start giving me drinks. Peer pressure is a hell of a drug.
Drinking.
And even then, I should have drank more. That's mistake number two. I didn't drink enough to fully commit. So I'm going in just trying not to get hurt instead of committing to it. I didn't even think about splitting the table. I'm thinking about jumping on a table. Look at you. I'm trying to think about jumping on a table instead of through a table. It was... I did a horrible job.
Why
you know?
Did you go knees first?
Brother, I didn't know what I was doing. In my mind, I was going elbow first. Somehow my knees got there first. I was on a trash can that's wobbling. I got no jump. Like, it was awful.
Right, let me ask you
Here's
this,
what I will what? Say, though. I will say this. What? Just overall, let he who has attempted to jump through a table cast the first stone. Okay? I took a shot. It didn't work.
Well, Kelsey's jumped through a
table.
Not a
professional.
He cast
the
stone at
He's
you.
Allowed.
Maybe
he's allowed.
Maybe he should teach you how to do this.
I would relish the opportunity, though, to be fair. I thought that would be my last table jump after how it went, so we'll see about that.
Can I ask one question?
Please.
After the video was off, what happened in the next 20 seconds?
I walked back to the table. I was like, my hip hurts. So I was like, I literally said to Emily, I'm like, I'm about to say to you the oldest sentence I have ever said in my life, Emily. My hip hurts. It's fine now, everyone. Thank you for a lot of people concerned. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And then I just sat there like, I was like, well, that wasn't great.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized how bad it was. I still haven't seen the video.
Yeah, well.
You know?
You don't want to see
it. Yeah, I'm good.
I will just tell you that.
So I don't think I realized how bad it was, but I definitely knew like I had not achieved what I had intended to achieve prior.
Do you have lingering effects like physical maladies from
No, I'm okay. I did it was like 3 days of being like sore and a little off, but I feel fine.
No bruising?
No bruising. No, yeah, I lucked out with that.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We're all back. Happy New Year. The postseason is about to begin. And a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people are certainly annoyed this morning as the Eagles have a chance yesterday to get the number two seed. And, well, they blew it. Welcome on in. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. It's too early to give up on your New Year's resolutions. Just hang in there.
It's January 5th.
I know, but some people, man, listen. You know, people, the gyms probably are like super packed right now. Everybody trying to, you know.
So this is motivational from you.
Yeah, just hang in there, y'all.
You almost blew yours at the meeting today.
What are you talking about?
No.
Well, I asked.
Well, less beef, you know, the beef stuff.
Well, I asked. Yeah. I asked first. I didn't just go off on my own.
You wanted to blow it.
No, I just wanted to make sure. I was going to be crafty, in the way that I tweeted what I was going to tweet. I just asked, could I tweet some pettiness?
And the answer was no. I mean, you made a resolution, and we're going to make you stick to it.
Flat out, no.
All right, well, if the Eagles' resolution this weekend was to get the 2 seed, they blew that, and they had the chance to get it yesterday. All right, so let's get into it. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll unpack some of the elements of the game. Obviously, we're going to look forward for the first time and give our first thoughts on this matchup. Woo-hoo! Eagles 49ers Sunday afternoon at 4:30 in the wild card round. But the bottom line is, Hugh, yesterday the Eagles, with their backups, we did the pregame show, and we knew the scenario, right? If the Lions upset the Bears,
the ramifications,
and the Eagles won, the Eagles would be the 2 seed. If it didn't work out that way, the Eagles would remain the 3. So it didn't work out that way. They remain the 3 seed. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are very upset this morning.
Salty.
Yeah, and I get that. And
they're mad at everybody, whew, man.
And I understand there's a lot of frustration out there. I'll start here. I'm not mad at Nick Sirianni for the decision. I sat here last week and I said the Eagles should rest their starters. I thought it was the more prudent decision to sit their starters. And when you make a decision like this, or you're okay with a decision like this, you got to be okay with all the possible elements, right? Like, there was a scenario yesterday where it played out exactly like it did. Likely, unlikely, whatever you think. It was possible that the Lions would win. That was a kind of a 3-point spread or whatever. They weren't supposed to lose by 50. And the Eagles, with their backups, could lose the game. It's exactly how it played out. I'm not going to sit here and rip Nick Sirianni for it. And if I think he needs to be ripped, I'll rip him. And there are parts of the game yesterday that I didn't love, like the actual coaching within the game. But in terms of what they did, I'm not mad at the Eagles. I think rest is the bigger priority. And I think as much as we are frustrated this morning, we can't be the 2 seed and get 2 home playoff games, I think the bracket sets up really well for the Eagles to make a run in the postseason. If you had told me, Hugh, a couple weeks ago that the Eagles, it would shake out to where the Niners are the first team they play, and then if everyone, you know, the favorites win in the first round, they'll play Chicago, regardless of here or there. And they avoid the Rams and the Seahawks until the title game, which is probably how it's going to play out. I would have signed up for that in a second. So I feel good about the path. I'm not worried about Chicago in a road game in the second round. And I'm not mad at Nick Sirianni for sitting his starters. And by the way, there was a thought. I heard Kevin Harlan Stefanski, in my mind, because he got fired this morning. I heard Kevin Harlan during the game.
A lot of folks getting fired.
Yeah, it's Black Monday. A lot of folks getting fired. But I heard Kevin Harlan during the game suggest, like, hey, maybe would Sirianni change his mind middle of the game and put the starters in now? No, you can't do that. You're either in or you're out. They sat the starters yesterday. I am not mad about it. Hugh, where do you come down? Did the Eagles blow it yesterday?
Yeah, they blew it, but I'm not mad about it because here's the thing. When you decide to make that decision, you made that decision on Monday, and you have to live with that. And for anybody, like, I was sitting there talking to Elliot, and Elliot asked me, how hard is it to go from not playing to all of a sudden playing? I told him it's very hard.
As if, like, if Sirianni
like,
changes
if
his mind
change
mid-game.
His mind, yeah. You can't do that because your mentality is different. Going into that game, your thought process is different if you're not playing. You're just sitting on the sideline probably eating sunflower seeds or whatever. Whatever routine that you're in
right.
on game day, it's a high probability that you weren't into that routine because you weren't playing. You know, I remember, like, times there were certain rituals that I would have before I would play in a game. And if I knew I wasn't playing, I didn't do all of that. So it's almost like you're going out there and you don't have your mojo, you know, so you don't want to put anybody in a position like that. There was a lot to unpack from yesterday. I saw the same thing that you saw. A lot of people were upset. They were upset for a bunch of different reasons, which I didn't understand. Like, to be totally honest, I love this fan base. I love the fact that, you know, football, we got a lot of football savvy individuals. But I didn't understand why people were so upset. I think a lot of questions were answered yesterday.
Mm.
It ain't all Jalen. I think that was one of the biggest things that came to mind. I think some of it is him, but it ain't all him. You know, I feel like, you know, and to be honest, being able to just kind of float around the building and listen to everybody else's perspective of watching that game yesterday,
mm-hmm.
it felt like, to me, some of the play calling was suspect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was definitely suspect.
It was bad yesterday.
I don't think Tanner McKee played that bad. you know, because I saw a lot of people talking, oh, this is the guy that you wanted to play in us, all this stuff. And I'm like, he was under siege the whole game.
He didn't play well, though.
But Joe, you okay, from my perspective, mm-hmm. as a defender, we're taught that if you take a quarterback and you can get to him early, you have a good chance of defeating him because you're in his mind,
sure.
because you speed up the clock in his head and everything. I remember when I watched him, I was like, damn, they lined DeRon Payne up at that defensive end. Well, he got a sack.
And no one blocked him.
And he got a sack. And
nobody blocked him.
And after that, I was like, man, like, they're really coming after Tanner. They came after him. And I think under the situation and under the circumstances, I think he played pretty decent given what he had to play with.
Yeah, look, I would have hoped for better. He didn't play great yesterday, but I think it's fair to point out he was playing with all the backups, including the backup offensive linemen. So here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. I supported Nick Sirianni's decision to sit the starters. I think it was the right one. I think the rest was more important. Hey, three players had to leave the field yesterday because of injury. Calcaterra had to go out. They had a guy in the medical tent. Toth had to come out. Like, you say, who cares about those guys? Those guys, if we play the same game out and the same kind of game happens, those could have been starters that would be maybe down for next week. So I think it was the prudent decision. I am not going to sweat having to go to Chicago a week from now if it plays out like that. I just think it was the right decision. I'm not going to crush Sirianni for it. If there's one thing I will say yesterday that I did not like from the coaching staff, I thought it's one thing to sit the starters. Hugh, I thought they coached the game like it was a preseason game. I didn't get the sense they actually wanted to win the game by the way the philosophy of the game. I mean, Tanner McKee, a backup quarterback with backup offensive linemen, over 40 times dropping back to pass. Meanwhile, yeah. they only ran it 17 times with Bigsby.
And they ran it pretty good. I'm watching some highlights from Tank. Tank was running like he was on a mission.
Yeah, I mean, not going for the field goal deep in Commander's territory in the first half when they could have
picked up a hell of a block, too, on their pass protection.
I know. I thought they acted like it was a preseason game. And they could have, if they coached that game better, they could have had their cake and eat it, too, right? They could have sat the starters and still won the game. I thought they coached it poorly, but overall, the decision, I'm not going to crush Sirianni for it. 215-592-9494.
It was definitely a winnable game, though, Joe.
Well, of course it was.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah, it was a winnable game. And you could have won it with the personnel that you had.
Yeah, you could have. Let's hear from Sirianni after the game. Asked if he regrets the decision.
Nick, obviously with the Lions winning, you guys had a chance at the two seed there. With that outcome, do you regret the decision not to play the starters?
No. You go through your process. You make what you think is the best decision for the football team. And that's what we did. I knew this was an outcome that these things could happen. Like I said to you guys, one thing I could guarantee was giving them rest. I couldn't guarantee anything else. And us being healthy and going into the playoffs healthy is a big deal for us. And, that served us well in the past. And so, again, I know there'll be debate on that, but, you know, again, I have to do what's best, what I think's best for the football team moving forward. And that's what I did.
Well, he's right about that. There will be debate. I mean, he's been around here long enough to know there's going to be debate. Let's hear from one of his players, Reed Blankenship, after the game, asked about, you know, the decision and where his mind was at as he didn't play yesterday.
There's no level of regret knowing that the Lions won.
Yeah, we can play the what-if game. I mean, yeah, when the Lions win, when you're on the sideline, man, you know, I wish I would have played, but you ain't going to know that. You know, I'd rather have a week of rest and let my body, recover than go out there and be in a dogfight. You know, and then feel bad going into a playoff game.
You know, I got to say, depending on where you were last week, I know a lot of people were on the side of play the starters. I can understand why you're upset today if you were there. Kyle, I'm a little surprised. Maybe this is new year, new growth. I thought I told you so Douglas would walk in here today because last Tuesday he was like, play the starters.
Yeah. The new year, new Hugh?
Maybe.
New year, new growth.
I expected. I told you so Douglas.
I don't think I told you so is warranted here.
Wait till we go to the phone lines.
Hold on. Because if you're on, like, so I understand the frustration from the people who all last week had said they need to play the starters because the two seed's on the line. Like, I mean, if you're keeping it the same energy.
You were vindicated.
Yeah, then you are vindicated. Hugh, I thought, was vindicated. Mm-hmm. An odd moment for Hugh to take the high road.
You could have shoved it right in our faces, and you didn't
do that. That's not who I am as a person.
That's not who I portray myself to be. Don't lie.
But then if you're like me, who, like, we're not dumb. We knew that this was one of the possible outcomes from resting the starters. Like, and we made the decision anyway. Like, I'm totally okay with that. Like, I knew going in that there was a chance we lose and there was a chance the Lions win and that we would be sitting here yelling at each other about whether or not they should have played the starters or not. No, it's fine. Like, I thought, I mean, if you're going to make that decision, you can't look back with the hindsight and say that you regret doing what you did. Like, I think they made the right call.
Yeah, of the three things that came out of yesterday, right? There was the overall decision. I was fine with it before. I'm fine with it now, even though it didn't go their way. The idea that they could have put the starters in at halftime was preposterous. I mean, when Kevin Harlan brought it up, and I know he has to, he asked Ross Tucker, the you know, who's doing the game with him on CBS. Sirianni would have looked ridiculous if at halftime he's like, Jalen, run in there and save the day. Like,
hey, help us.
Stop. I mean, that's ridiculous. You got to stick with your decision. And then the only part yesterday that bothered me is the way they coached the particular game. I just thought they treated that like a preseason game yesterday. Tanner McKee behind that offensive line, and especially when Devontae came out of the game.
Yeah, it got different.
I mean, you can't throw the ball 40-plus times in that game in a one-score game. Run the football. You also protect your defense, which, by the way, when the defense starters are out and Kelee Ringo is out there, can't cover his shadow, protect him and run the football. That was a joke. So the way they coached it, I didn't like. But overall, I'm not angry at Sirianni today. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast is up as we start a playoff week in Philadelphia. What's up, Will?
Dream team, what's going on today?
Good morning, Will. Man? Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to y'all, man. Glad to have y'all back, man. You know, listen, man, let me just cook, man, because I got something to say.
Go for
it. I mean this, man. Like I said, last season, right, the biggest thing I said we lost wasn't the defensive players. It was our offensive coordinator, right? And I stand on that. And that's because if you're saying we're going to have a back-to-back run, you're going to bring in somebody that's seasoned and know the offense and know what we need to do to get to the next level, right? So my thing is this, right? I'm not blaming Sirianni for sitting the players because it's always the next man up. This was a time where you had to have a sit down and tell these backups, listen, y'all can contribute to our Super Bowl. We need y'all to win this game. You dig what I'm saying? But in order to win the game, you have to have good play calling. And my thing is, a man with no plan have no direction. And these guys don't have no direction because they don't have no plan. Because it seemed like the playbook is limited to a full game of play. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want to say, man. Listen, you see what Tank can do. It's time to activate both of these guys. You got to have these guys. And another thing I want to say, the out formation is working. They scored back-to-back weeks using the I formation. Last week, they did the play action pass off the I formation. This week, they ran the I formation. They opened up that gap, and he ran in for the touchdown. So what I'm saying is, man, you have to have better play calling right now. Sirianni, KP, right now, from here on out, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to end it, right? I like the way it played out because this is where it's supposed to play out. It was supposed to be the 49ers we see next. It's supposed to be Chicago we see next. We owe both of them. And guess what? We're going to have to beat the number one seed to get to the championship. That's how it's supposed to play out because we the defending champions. I said, right now, it ain't no player, you know, conservative, man. It's full attack mode on both sides of the field, man. We got to attack. And everything that we're doing is not going to play out. Now, as we keep the full attack mode on both sides of the field. And guess what? We can't do it. Hey, KT, I believe in you. I know you can make the right decision. But guess what? You got to know your offense. You got to know your players. And in order to do that, that's the way we're going to be able to execute. And the way to execute is to run the right play. The way to execute is to believe in each other. The way to win a Super Bowl and get back and to beat the rest of the team is to play as a team. And that's what we got to do. We got to fire together. And guess what? It's no doubt that everybody that we beat up from here on, we're going to prove that we're not a fluke, that we are the best team in the league. We are the defending champions. And guess what? E-A-G-L-E-S. And so is that. And we don't care who is going to win. We run it through everybody. Let's execute. And let's play as a team. And let's play, baby. Let's go, Houston.
Let's go, Will! Now that's a man ready for a playoff week.
We're going to say we got to run the right play.
Run the right plays, eye formation.
Eye formation.
Back to back. I mean, that. It's a Monday. What is Will going to be like on a Friday? I mean, that's a big start to a playoff week.
That was crazy.
might need to save some.
I'm stuck on here. You got to run the right plays.
You know what? That's my big take for this week. If the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, they need to run the right plays.
Don't run the wrong ones.
They ran a lot of wrong ones yesterday late in that game. A lot of wrong ones. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, diehard Joe? Kyle, my favorite barber, because he be lining them up like it's FedEx. And Uncle Hugh with the broccoli. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
My first call of the year, Hugh. This is the me and you conversation right now, Mr. Joe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm listening, dog.
Uncle Hugh, last night, right? I was thinking and reflecting with some nice broccoli, right?
Yes.
And honestly, watching that game exposed something to me. Like, I'm dead serious, and I'm asking a genuine favor.
Okay.
Next time you're down at the NovaCare Center, can you talk to Howie and say fire this coach and offensive coordinator regardless of what they do this year? Because what I'm seeing is complete coaching, like, ineptitude. That's what I'm seeing. Because they're fluffing up the clutch, y'all. Word of the day is fluff. Creative way to substitute the word we really want to use. Because all I'm seeing is, like, a child with a new Ferrari and the clutch is getting jammed up, Hugh. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Can you at least enlighten me? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine, man, because I'm watching that game yesterday. And you know, I had the pleasure. Like, let me tell you, if you ever get an opportunity to watch the game with Rhea, especially when she's in playoff mode, because she's going back and forth. She's watching the game. And then she's looking at the screen at Chicago. She's looking at the Chicago-Detroit game. And she's watching Detroit go up, right?
Well, it was like back and forth.
Yes.
Back and forth.
Yes. And she's talking about, and she started to point out, because, you know, it's a lot of visual stimulation at the game. So watching the game with Rhea, I'm locked in a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So she was talking about what plays are they running? Because it was a position where we were at the five, and we didn't kick the field goal or something. And she was like, why didn't we take the three? And then I got to thinking, now you're watching the game differently because, like, damn, why didn't you take the three? It was a lot. Like, I'm not going to recklessly speculate today because this is my first day back at the beginning of the year.
But wait for tomorrow.
And I'm going to start on a clean slate. But recklessly speculating from yesterday, it looked like they were trying to prove some kind of point. And the point was lost on everybody.
What point were they trying to prove?
I don't know. Well, you know I know. Why you set me up like this, Joe?
I'm asking a question.
No.
Wait, Mr. Joe, please, may I get in there?
And go ahead, go ahead.
I'll speak to Uncle Hugh right now, right? You can blame the reckless fan caller. I believe Kevin Petullo was hearing a lot of the fire, and Nick Sirianni a lot of the fire, and this is one of them situations where I feel like they wanted to try to go out and die on that sword, and they actually died on the sword. Because the route concepts and everything, when I took the time to look at the second level of film breakdown, it was embarrassing and appalling.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, this is the unfortunate thing about our team, man. And I love the Philadelphia Eagles, but it feels like, you remember, was it As the World Turns, General Hospital? Feels like a soap opera, don't it?
Matt, good phone call.
It feels like a soap opera.
Yeah, so you know what? So I know you were going down a certain path. Matt was throwing his thought. Here's what I viewed yesterday as. Again, I'm...
Are we being messy today? Well,
no, I'll say it this way.
Our first day back at the beginning of the year. Are we, this is what we're doing?
I was totally fine with not playing the starters. I understood that was possible what happened yesterday. And obviously, we'd rather be the two than the three, but we'll live with the three.
But let me turn this heat off.
You go turn that down. What I saw was a coaching staff that treated it like a preseason game. They had a chance yesterday to have their cake and eat it, too. It was right there. The Commanders stink. I mean, they had a third-string quarterback playing. The Eagles could have won the game with their backups, and the Lions would have helped them, and they would be the two seed. But the way they called the game was just preposterous. I mean, to throw the ball, again, we can have our – we'll have our – I know a lot of people –
regular speculation.
Yeah, why they did it that way. All I know is this. If you just go into the game, and I tell you, the Commanders aren't very good. We're playing a lot of backups on defense. They have Josh Johnson. And I say to you, should we throw it 40-plus times and only run it 17 or 18?
That has not – been our modus operandi.
It doesn't even make any sense. Now, if Devontae and AJ and the whole old line were playing,
that's something different.
That's different. But it was backup receivers, backup linemen. Obviously, McKee wasn't playing great. We can agree on that. He didn't play a great game. So Tank Bigsby was the best offensive player we had yesterday. And they just went long stretches where he didn't play. That's my only big gripe with Sirianni yesterday. It's not the decision. It's not the starters. It's not sitting guys. I think that was smart. I think the fact that they're going to be healthy heading to the postseason. Meanwhile, the Niners got their butts kicked for 3 hours on Saturday.
You was about to curse.
Well, no, they did. They got beat up on Saturday. So hopefully they come in here a little banged up. Eagles are fresher. I think Sirianni was fine and right on that. I'm not mad at him for that. It's just the way they called the game was just bizarre. They felt like they were treating it like a practice or a preseason game.
Yeah,
not a game that counted.
I'm doing a little research real quick while we do this show.
Yeah. That's the way the best. That's how the pros do it.
That's how the pros do it.
That's right.
I don't think there's too many times, as I look through these numbers, that we threw the ball 40 times this season. Like, that had to be the high. And I'm looking through to get the games.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially
for the Chargers game, we threw it a lot.
That seemed to work out when we throw the ball that much.
Yeah, the Chargers game, we threw it a lot.
But typically, you're down a lot, right? That's why you're throwing the ball. They were within a score the whole game.
Yes, and it was crazy because at that point, it's a back and forth affair. It's like a volleyball match. It's like you're volleying for serve or whatever. Yeah. And for you to sit out there and put him in position, like he didn't play well. I'm not trying to sit up here and say that Tanner played well. But it doesn't help when you're under siege from the first play of the game.
Yeah.
Like, to me, the thing that jumped out was De'Ron Payne lining up at defensive end and getting home.
Well, also, look at Tanner's play from the minute Devontae left compared to when he was in there.
Yes.
I mean, there's a big difference, right, going from Devontae to what other guys were out there.
And guys dropping balls. Like as a receiver – I've never played receiver, but I was always told if the ball hits you in the hands, you're supposed to catch it.
Like Shipley and the little route over the middle?
It was a couple.
Yeah. Not great.
We are back on a non-victory Monday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's right, it's a loser Monday. The Eagles end the regular season with a 24-17 loss to the Washington Commanders. Ike, your thoughts?
Well, very disappointing. Yeah. I mean, it was disappointing. I actually thought the Eagles could win that game yesterday. But you know what? For those of us that will try to second guess what the Eagles did, because obviously the Bears losing yesterday made the loss to the Commanders that much more significant and a sticking point for a lot of Eagles fans alike that wanted the number two seed and thought we should be playing for the number two seed. I certainly was in that boat early last week. I started to waffle a little bit as the week went on, but never waffling on the importance of winning the number two seed. I just thought that the Eagles, even with their backups, would be good enough to beat Washington. So shame on me for not showing the Commanders enough respect, because outside of the quarterback position, they pretty much played their starters. Like, I know Josh Johnson was in there, and he's been starting the last few weeks, but it's not Jaden Daniels. Hell, it's not even Marcus Mariota. But the rest of the roster, the rest of the 22 starters were pretty much their guys, and they were trying to win the game. And that just goes to show you that it's difficult to win in this league, and you still need talent out there. And now we have to sit back and trust that the idea of rest over risking injury for the number two seed was the right decision. And that's really what it's going to boil down to. But here's what I'll say. And I know we'll discuss yesterday's results and the fallout from that. But the Eagles play the 49ers next Sunday at 4:30 here. I don't want to spend all week talking about that game yesterday and not having a number two seed, and we let the Niners roll up in here, and our season is over with at about 8 o'clock because we're still worried about not having a number two seed.
Sure.
We got to take care of business next Sunday against the Niners.
Yeah, I'm not letting you get out of today, though.
I'm just saying.
I'm not going to spend all week.
I understand it today. Yeah, okay. I get it. All right. I get it. I totally get it. Even I want to dive into it.
Yes.
I'm just saying, as a fan base,
we got to let it go.
Let's
eventually
not get over consumed with this all week.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
I don't think yesterday was the be all end all of everything. I still think they can get through the NFC playoffs, all those things.
Yeah.
But one thing you said there is like was illuminating to me in the fact that the Eagles did two things yesterday. They, like, there is a kind of we're smarter than everybody else arrogance that has started through the offseason and gone all the way through this season. And I thought it was illuminated yesterday. You said something there that I thought was that made me think of it even more. You said, I thought they could win with their backups. And yep. You know what? I thought so too. But why should we assume that a team that oftentimes barely won games with their starters,
including the first time we played Washington.
Yeah, no. We won that game. Oh, yeah.
But
it was.
I think we were losing at halftime.
Right, yes. Yeah. Lost to the Cowboys with their starters, lost to the Giants with their starters. Like, why did we think they could win with their backups, you know? And I think, like, yesterday, them saying that health is more important than the number two seed is overthinking things. When you look throughout the history of the NFL, and what is important in the playoffs, being the better team is important, being rested is important, yeah. Being the home team is ultra, ultra, ultra important. And to say to yourself, to guarantee yourself at least the first two rounds will be at home in the playoffs, they had the opportunity to do it yesterday, and they said, you know what? No, we are smarter than that. What we need is rest. Well, let me tell you, the last time the Eagles had rest this year and their bye, they lost the three games afterwards. The problem with the Eagles this year was not rest. And if it was rest, then it was something that is bigger than 1 week. You know, that is something that might take a whole offseason. If we're talking about the offensive line and Saquon and those sorts of things, then it's an offseason. Like, they had an opportunity for the number two seed yesterday, and they thought one of two things. One, we can get it without playing our starters, which I think is silly. Or two, they said it's not really that important to us, which I also think is like a silly way to think.
Yeah, that's the one I disagree with there. Meaning that it should be that important to him.
Yes,
it should be that important
should be.
To him.
And yeah. And I just don't understand, why is it important enough to send Devontae Smith out there at all if you think that injury and rest is the most important thing?
We got to get that.
Well, right, but they didn't think putting Saquon out for the all-time rushing record was important enough last year. It just seems
wrong
like
they
brought that up.
They have not had a coherent sort of idea of anything this year. Everything has been scattered, and the idea that you wouldn't have the guts to tell Devontae Smith, no, you can't go out there if you think the most important thing is not getting hurt and not, like, it just doesn't add up to me. And all of it just ends up either scattered or outsmarting themselves, and that's the way it looked to me. And the final thing is, if the Chicago Bears were playing the Titans or the Chicago Bears were playing the Raiders or something, they were playing a team that you thought they're going to obliterate that team, that's one thing. But they were playing the Lions, a good enough team, a division team.
Yep.
The Bears were 1-point favorites yesterday, yep. And we could all feel it happening.
Oh,
we
yeah.
could all, man, they go up 16-0. We're like, here it is. This yeah. is what's going to happen. And then the golf throws the interception, and we think maybe we get a respite. And no, the Lions march down the field, kick the field goal, and we can't do it. And I just yeah. think, can the, we will have all week to talk about 49ers. I think the Eagles can absolutely beat the 49ers. I think they can absolutely go to Chicago. All these cans,
yeah.
but to give up the opportunity really to have that second game at home, I think was a real mess for the Eagles yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know the home record under Nick Sirianni with Jalen Hurts. They haven't lost. They're 5-0. And so to almost assure yourself two home games before the NFC Championship game and the potential or possibility that if Seattle gets knocked off in their first game, you would be hosting the NFC Championship game. So it would be three straight games at home. Yeah, that was important. Like that was important.
Yep.
And I would have played the starters. But again, I'll say this. I was convinced, at least to the point where I was okay with them not playing the starters, because some of it was the rest idea. But also thought we'll be good enough to beat Washington with the backups. Now, that was a mistake on my part.
And you know, it was a mistake on my part, too, until I started watching it. 215-592-9494, do you think it was a mistake to not play the starters yesterday? It was – I thought it until I started watching, and I said, oh, wait a minute, it's all the backups. It's the backup offensive line. Right. It's the backup cornerbacks. It's like there are, you know,
Jalen
Hunt was
Jordan
out there.
Davis, a little Jalen Hunt.
Yeah, Calcaterra, who's officially a starter, I guess, or whatever, played. But Jahan Dotson played. Yeah.
Ty Robinson was out there.
Ty Robinson, who we all know is better than
Milt Williams. And he did a tap out for our starting defensive tackle.
That was a tough scene. I thought they had a chance until the reality of, it's all the backups. Like, our starting offensive line couldn't block anyone this year. Like, what do we think that you're putting Matt Pryor and Fred Johnson and, you know, Brett Toth? And so, all right. So, 215-592-9494. Eagles officially the 3 seed. They play the San Francisco 49ers 4 o'clock on Sunday.
4:30
on Sunday. Do you think it was a mistake to not play the starters yesterday, given what happened with the Bears and the Lions? 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, y'all, I'm indifferent. Hey, welcome back, everybody. You know, we back together. We back when we love playoff time. Playoff football, we back. Yep. Listen, hold on.
Let's address the elephant in the room. You know where this is going.
Hey, if you had just come out with a take instead of said, I'm indifferent.
Pour out a little liquor, man. Pour something out, man.
And I got something for that, too, real quick. Because I want to get on my Eagles point. But hold up. Bro, you're supposed to be my guy. You on the air Friday talking about, I should have hit up Corey. What happened to Ohio State? Bro, you're supposed to be my guy. EST, I be defending you out here in these streets to everybody. You hit me, kicking me when I'm down. What? I see where it's at, but it's cool though. You know, I'm focused. I know one team ain't gonna let me down. I do know that. You know, there's no fear. Let's get this started. But look, yesterday, am I upset? I'm gonna spike a little bit. I was gonna bring up the point too. Like y'all didn't value Saquon Barkley breaking an all-time record last year, right? An all-time historic record. He wanted to do it. So don't even tell me Smitty wanted to go out there because Saquon wanted to break the record. Y'all told him he couldn't, but y'all let Smitty go out there and get a little 1,000 yards, like nothing. Like, okay, you know, he got 1,000 yards. That ain't nothing. But y'all wouldn't let Saquon break the record. You know, our team technically, we probably could have beat the Commanders if we didn't have Cardi B booty and Nicki Minaj booty at corner because they couldn't move the ball on us. You know what I'm saying? All they did was throw it deep, and the cornerbacks, you know, just grabbed a guy tackling, and they gave him yards. You know, so that was their strategy yesterday. You know, so I wanted the 49ers, so I'm glad we got them. We got some unfinished business with them, and we'll talk about that later in the week. But don't worry, y'all. We gonna get 2 playoff games at home. Don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? Because I see the vision. It's gonna happen. You know, we gonna get 2 playoff games at home. Green Bay Filet gonna come through. Because, you know, the Bears, they feeling real good. They coach talking like he done did something. Talking about, we value football over rest. Okay, you want to talk? All right, we're going to see. We're going to see, boy. But you know what I'm saying? I'm upset that we didn't get the 2 seed, but I ain't worried about it. Because I know there's no fear when Jalen Hurts is here. And also, real quick, I ain't going to say no names. I know somebody that told me they wouldn't trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick. I ain't going to say who said it.
I wouldn't.
But I know somebody that said that.
Corey, can I ask you something? How many points did the Eagles average this year with Jalen Hurts? What, 21? How many they scored yesterday with all their backups? 17? Like, I what do you think Jalen Hurts does yesterday with Jahan Dotson, Darius Cooper, Grant Calcaterra, Covey was out there playing wide receiver on the backup offensive line? Like, truly, honestly, what do we think he does out there yesterday?
When I saw that game yesterday, I saw a lot of the same stuff that Hurts do that we can play. I saw a lot of rolling out to your right, nothing there, throwing it away, scrambling. So that told me the problem. Like we kept putting blame on the players a lot this season, including me. I was wrong with that. That showed me a lot. So that do give me a little bit of cause to pause in the postseason.